Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi doing dictation of psychiatric consultation for deployments for comprehensive counseling. Date of evaluation for all these patients is August 7, 2023. And there are only 12 patients, but one of them is an initial. So first patient is Alicia. Please, all these patients were seen via doxy, and patient has consented for telehealth appointment. So first patient is Alicia Ostrander, O-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-R. Her date of birth is 7-23-1990. Date of evaluation is 8-7-2023. Telephone number is 248-928-3010. Subjective agita. Alicia was seen through telehealth. She described that she has been doing fine. Last night she worked late, therefore she does not want to come on video. But she has been doing all right. She denies any depression, sadness, or any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Since the doses of Prozac has been increased to 20 milligrams, she is feeling much better. She denies any use of alcohol or drugs, although she is working in a bar and carrying two jobs, PA. She also indicated she is taking regularly her medication. She was alert, oriented. Times 3, mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. She described the medication has been helping her and having no side effect of the medication. I provided counseling, education about the medications and encouraged for the compliance. Patient has been consistent, compliant with the treatment. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed. Symptomatically stable. Plan continue on Prozac 20 milligram daily. Lamictal 200 in the morning, 100 milligram at bedtime. 30 days medications was ordered. End of dictation. Next relation is Anna Iannucci. A-N-N-A Iannucci, I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I. Her date of birth is 1-9-1976. Her date of service is 8-7-2023. Telephone number is 586-843-4150. Subjective agita. Anna described that she is not feeling good. She was doing okay, but this morning again she feeling bad. She described that she has been having nausea, and this is every morning she has a problem, although she does not know why it is. She has been taking all her medication and has been doing good. I further discussed it may be possible that it is due to the GRD or high acidity, although she has been taking Paxil, also as taking Pepsi 20 milligrams daily. I further discussed that in the morning when she get up, she should drink some water, cold water. Also try to avoid greasy food and change her lifestyle, period. If it is not working, she can continue, she can call her Dr. Meyer to look into that. Patient has been having a history of bipolar mood disorder, currently maintained on Lamictal, Lamictal and Seroquel. She also given Vistril 10 mg daily. She describes she is taking all her medication and she does not need any more medication at this time. Patient was counseled, educated, and also give insight into her difficulty and the problem. She was telling about that she has been regular communication with her daughters, period. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, speech was clear, thought was organized, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination and delusion. She described everything is fine and she does not need any medication at this time. Patient need me to follow her every 2 weeks. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, GRD. Hypertension, chronic back pain, history of UTI, continue with reality orientation, supportive therapy, encourage change in diet, social activities, physical activities, and involvement in program of the facility. End of dictation. Next relation, Julia Walter, Julie Walter, Walter. Her date of birth is 8/27/1959. Date of relation is 8/7/2023. Telephone number is 586-202-4663. Subject to Ajita. Julie described that she has been feeling anxious and depressed. During last time, she called me and reported to me that she was not feeling good as she was taking higher doses of the medication. Since she reduced the dose of Trileptal to 150 milligrams twice a day, she is feeling better. She wanted to have some anxiety medication. I further discussed there is no reason to take any anxiety medication. She should resume smaller doses of Prozac 20 milligram daily, to which she agreed. I explained her risk and benefit of the medication. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any positive feelings. She describes she cannot tolerate olanzapine, therefore she stop it. I further discuss if she does not like, that's fine, and keep these two medications that will help her to anxiety, decrease her depression and also stable her mood. Period. She was alert, oriented, slim, Caucasian female. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no irritability and agitation. Judgment size seems to be improved. Period. I further discuss that if she develop any problem, she should always call me. In the meantime, I'm going to send the prescription for 30 days and we'll see again in next month, to which agreed. Assessment, bipolar mood is depressed. Period of anxiety and depression, plan, continue Trileptal 150 mg BID, Prozac 20 mg daily, encourage diet, mindful therapy, exercise, and social interaction. End of dictation. Next relation, David Sabo, DAVID, SABO. His date of birth is 6/23/1977. Date of relation is 8/7/2023. Telephone number is 586-422-4840. Subjective Anjita. David described that he is doing all right. He has been calling forensic center almost every day to find out when he is going to get an appointment for psychological evaluation. I further discussed that if he has an attorney, he should not worry about, he should work through the attorney, period. And they are going to call if whenever need. As he described that otherwise he is doing all right. He is having good communication with his family, denies any depression, sadness, and anxiety. He claimed that he has been religiously taking his medication, that is olanzapine 20 mg at bedtime, Prolixin 5 mg BID. He denies any side effect of the medication, denies any tremors, dystonia, dyskinesia, or any akathisia, period. He was alert, oriented, his mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized, there was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. David has been undergoing stress as he was encountered by the police and was subjected to the court. Although the court has recommended a psychological evaluation through the forensic center, patient has been working with his attorney for the same. I further explained that he should continue taking the medication and I'm going to send his prescription. Assess schizophrenia, chronic paranoid, continue olanzapine 20 mg at bedtime, Prolixin 5 mg twice a day, 30 day supply was ordered, end of dictation. Next question, Sherry Rose Jackson, Sherry Rose Jackson, Jackson. Date of birth is 1/5/1988. Date of service is 8/7/2023. Telephone number is 313-718-3469. Jackson's case was discussed with Sherry, with her mother. She has been doing very well. She described she has not been depressed or suicidal. She is taking all her medication. Still, her social life is limited. But seeing her therapist, she used to go out with her mother and taking all her medication. PSC is due for hysterectomy due to the fibrosis of this uterus period, and that is due for August 24th. Patient was reassured, encouraged that she should continue to take medication, it will be fine. She should also report to her primary care doctor and also the surgeon that she is on medication. To which she agreed, she was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was recognized. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucination, or any perceived feelings. She denies any side effect of the medication. She is living with her mother, and mother reported that she is doing fine and she need more medication. Assessment. Schizoaffective disorder, history of post-traumatic stress disorder, plant limbed problem of social anxiety disorder and poor social skills, plant continue held all 10 mg BID, Seroquel 100 mg at bedtime, gabapentin 100 mg 3 times a day, Zula 50 mg in the morning, Depakote 250 mg twice a day, benzatropine 0.5 mg BID, PRN for dystonia, 81.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, 30 tablets given. Olopurinol was given in 30 days. Patient has no history of alcohol or substance abuse. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation. Next question is Mammy, M-A-M-I-E, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Her date of birth is 1/29/1943. Date of service is 8/7/2023. Telephone number is 313-718-3469. Subjective agenda. Mammy is a 79-year-old Afro-American female currently living by herself in a extended care facility. Seen for follow-up. She describes since I last see about a month ago, she has been hospitalized twice. First time because of too much anxiety on July 12th. Another time was on August 1st due to the possible transient ischemic attack. She was given baby aspirin and Lipitor. Right now, she is feeling all right. She is taking her medication. That is mirazepam, Remeron, 15 milligram at bed. That is Remeron. 15 milligram at bedtime. She described her that she will continue taking medications. I further encourage that she should do not stop this medication as it helps her in anxiety, depression, and also help to improve her appetite and help in sleep. Period. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was pleasant. The speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. No symptoms of hallucination, delusion. She denies any memory problem and has been taking all her medication regularly and has not been worried as it was before. Period. Assessment. Persistent depressive disorder with mild cognitive deficit. History of possible transient ischemic attack. Plan, continue with the supportive plan. Continue follow with our medical and neurological. I will give Remeron 15 milligram bedtime. She indicate currently she has sufficient supply of the medication. And whenever she needs, she will call the office. And also she will call the office for next appointment in a month. Prognosis guarded. Next question is on Wendy Murphy. W-E-N-D-Y Murphy, M-U-R-F-E-Y Smith. Her telephone number is 586-278-8679. Her date of birth is 8/22/1962. Date of service is 8/7/2023. Subjective agenda. Wendy described that she has developed some problem after taking her medication, that is Trileptal 600 mg BID and Abilify 15 mg daily. She visited her primary care doctor, who has reported that this problem may occur due to she has a bariatric surgery and her stomach is not too big yet. However, she has not taken her medication. but she is complaining of depression and anxiety and decompensation from her symptoms. She wanted to reintroduce Wellbutrin, XL 300 mg daily, and I discuss it is fine. If she wants to take Wellbutrin again, I can give her, but again at the same time I will reduce the dose of Abilify to 5 mg at bedtime to help her in sleep and also to control her anxiety in combination with Wellbutrin. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. During the course of evaluation, she indicated that she liked to have a therapist, therefore she can always communicate whenever she wants to the psychiatrist and also to her internist. I further discussed that she should call the office. I will also inform the staff that they should arrange a therapist for her. Period. Wendy was alert, oriented, having good eye contact and compliance with the medication, no side effect, no psoriasis, altered risk, benefit, side effect, eye pain. Patient has no history of alcohol or substance abuse, except she has sometime arthritis for which she is taking her medication. Assessment. Bipolar mood disorder, depressed, history of gastric surgery, lumbosacral pain, will start on Wellbutrin, XL 300 mg daily, risk benefit, side effect, has pain, patient has taken this medication before, and Abilify low doses of 5 mg at bedtime, 30 day supply was given, risk benefit, side effect, has pain, follow appointment will be made in 30 days, this is the end of dictation. Next relation. Sarah Liss, S-A-R-A-H-L-I-S. Her date of birth is 11-15-1977. Date of service is 8-7-2023. Phone number is 586-202-3442. Subjective agenda. Sarah described that she has been doing fairly okay. She described that she has been working on her anxiety and reading podcast from expert behavioral expert, and it has been quite helpful to her. Previously she was not driving up to the Ohio, but currently she has been driving Ohio without taking her Genex. I have given her Genex only 5 tablets. She describes she hardly use any 2 tablets. She tried to avoid not to use and desensitize her mind and the body. Yet still having off and on issue of post-traumatic stress disorder due to separation from her husband. And but it is working on it. She also goes to the work and attending lot of meetings. Sometimes she overwhelmed the situation, but she has been doubling control and self-control and also having not much issue as it was before. I further discussed that is good, and she should continue be working on her self-motivation, develop self-control, and also understand her reason for anxiety and work on it. To which she agreed. She is alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was recognized, there was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion, she has been compliant with the milieu and the treatment. Assessment, major depressive disorder, recurrent, post-traumatic stress disorder, period of anxiety, plan, continue Remeron 15 mg daily, will give her Genex 0.5 mg 5 tablets, and Remeron 30 tablets. She was encouraged, continue work on her diet, exercise, and read material which improve her positive thoughts and help her to develop control on anxiety. To she agreed. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next relation is Rosemary Yates. R-O-S-E-M-A-R-Y, Yates, Y-A-T-S. Her date of birth is 2-9-1950. Date of service is 8-7-2023. Telephone number is 586-731-0771. Subjective agenda. Rosemary described that she has been having a lot of difficulty due to neuropathy. It has been diagnosed long time ago, but she was doing okay. But sometime it can exacerbate and causing a lot of problem. Yet she denies any history of diabetes or compression or any use of alcohol or drugs. She was seen by neurologist in the past, but has been working on it. Period. I further discuss that she should consult with the internist, Dr. Keiko, K-A-K-O, or maybe neurologist, and keep taking whatever she's taking. I also explain that probably Depakote and Zoloft, which is taking as a mood stabilizer and also for depression, also have some role to control her neuropathy. Period. She agreed. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. No auditory visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. Her judgment sight has been better. Patient has not made any behavior dangerous to self further. She get prescription from her Dr. Keiko and has been seeing me for therapy and also for the continuous care assessment. Bipolar mood disorder, symptoms of neuropathy, both leg, plan, continue on Depakote 750 mg at bedtime and Zoloft 50 mg daily. 30 days, the patient will be given appointment in 30 days, end of dictation. Next solution, Kathleen, K-A-T-L-Y-N, Carlesimo, C-A-R-L-E-S-I-M-O. Her telephone number is 586-854-6037. Her date of birth is 8/27/1989. Date of evaluation is 8/7/2013. Subjective agita, Carlesimo is a 34-year-old married Caucasian female, has been in treatment for attention deficit disorder. She has been doing good on current medication and has been regularly compliant with the treatment. She also indicated that currently she has been off from the work program. She used to transport resident from the group home or from the nursing home for chemotherapy or for other program. She described currently she took off, but she has been doing good. She claimed medication has been working. She has been taking care of her two kids whose school will be open about 2 weeks, and then she will be free to start reworking. I appreciate her improvement and also her motivation. She described the medication help a lot to focus attentive, and she had a good work performance and getting along well at home and also taking care of her children. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was pleasant. The speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. She has been compliant with the medications and the treatment. Assessment, attention deficit disorder, symptom stable, improve motivation, improvement in attention span, concentration, and organization. I give Adderall 10 in the morning, 10 at noon. 60 tablets will be given, follow-up appointment given 30 days, end of dictation. Next question is on Salysa, S-H-A-L-Y-S-A, James, J-A-M-E-S. Her date of birth is 6/11/1989. Date of service is 8/7/2023. Telephone number is 586-354-8053. Subjective agita. Salysa was anxious, preoccupied, and described that she has been undergoing a travel problems. She is addicted to nicotine and was smoking at least 1 to 2 pack on a regular basis. All of a sudden, she has to stop it for certain reason. Secondly, also she is drinking a lot of pops and sugar, and her doctor has told to stop it to reduce her weight, and also she is suffering from dermatitis, for which it is important that she should develop control on it. She was very frustrated and anxious and claimed that she has been, right now she is not able to do. She is such in a bad state that she cannot go to work. Pierre, I further discussed to keep in touch with her internist. It may pass. They are seeing this. They have other alternative to help in anxiety. I provided reassurance, support, and also education about ongoing difficulty in the problem. It was also reassured that since he is controlling sugar and nicotine, it will help her in the future and also help her to develop control on her life, be it. To which she agreed and she liked to work on it, be it. Patient has taking as Adderall XR 30 milligram daily. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any perceptive feeling or judgment sight. She is fair. She is working in a law office. Peer. Assessment. Attention deficit disorder. History of nicotine abuse. Excessive sugar abuse. Plan patient has been working on nicotine addiction and sugar addiction. I have given a prescription for Adderall XR 30 milligram daily, which she described. It is that it has helped her a lot, otherwise she cannot function. End of dictation. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next evaluation is a initial evaluation. The patient name is Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, V-I-E-R-S. Her date of birth is 1/26/1985. Her date of service is 8/7/2023. Telephone number is 248-417-8632. PH identification data. Jessica is a 38-year-old single Caucasian female who is living with her mother, who is her guardian. Patient was recently discharged from Exson Oakland Hospital on 3rd, 2023. Reason for evaluation is follow-up. History of present illness. Jessica has long history of bipolar mood disorder, schizoaffective disorder, non-compliance with the medication, and has been having difficulty to control her anger, frustration, and argumentative behavior. Couple months ago, a guardian was appointed, and mother is a guardian, but she has been very aggressive, does not want that her mother should be a guardian. She wants to be her own guardian. Despite my counseling and education, she was not willing to do that. Patient was counseled while she was inpatient. And also, at one time, after being discharged from the hospital, she went to mother and start fighting and readmitted on the next day. And further change in the medication was made, education was provided, and she developed more stability, and therefore she was discharged to her mother care. Today she described that she is sleeping all right, doing better, but she liked to have a pain, Tylenol for her back pain. I further discussed that she can get from the Kroger or from Rite Aid a bottle of Tylenol. She can use it, as I cannot, there is no need for prescription. She also indicate that since discharge, she has not been having any argument. I further explain her that her mother want me to talk to her, and after seeing her, I am going to talk with her mother. I review her information. She has her CBC differential profile was normal. Comprehensive metabolic profile was normal. UDS was positive for marijuana. She denies that she has used any drugs. She was COVID negative. She was hepatitis B, C's was negative. HIV A and 1 and 2 rapid was negative. Yet her liver enzyme was normal. Yet her thyroid profile was normal. Lipid profile was normal. She was on the day of discharge. Her carbamazepine level was 9.4 microgram per ml. It was done on 7/31/2023. Her physical examination was essentially normal, except Dr. Trivedi has identified that she has some back pain and obesity, for which she understands and she wants to work on it. I further provide education that she should not use too many cigarettes. Yet her past medical history, positive for obstructive sleep apnea, plantar fasciitis, and EKG shows first degree AV block. Social history, she smoke 1 to 2 packs cigarette per day, occasionally drink alcohol and smoke weed. Her past surgical history, positive for LEAP procedure, LEAP. She is not allergic to any medication. Her family history is positive of basal cell carcinoma and melanoma to sister. Pediat. Her review of the system was normal. Physical examination was normal. Her current medication, at the time of discharge, she was on aripiprazole 30 mg at bedtime, Tegretol 600 mg at BID, Sinaquan 20 mg at bedtime, Prolexin 10 mg 12 hours early, Vestoril 50 mg 3 times a day for anxiety, and Ativan 0.5 mg 3 times a day. I further explained her that when I discharge, I will give only few tablets she can use whenever she need. Also, she is on Naproxen 500 mg BID prescribed by medical doctor, but she can use as an outpatient and follow with the medical. She is also taking hydrochlorothiazide 25 mg daily, losartan 50 mg daily, Pepsi 20 mg daily, nicotine 2 gram chewed period. However, on mental examination today, she was alert oriented. She was seen through the telehealth video. She is about 5'6" in height, 283 pounds in weight. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, his speech was clear. I further explained the role of medications and encourage that she should listen to her mother and not to act out or cause any problem which make her decompensation to the hospital. She describes she is not taking all the medications. Sometimes she take Prolexin one time, other time two times per year. She is moderately obese. She denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any peripheral thing. Her attention span was fair. Immediate memory fair. Recall was fair. She denies any side effect, including tremors, dystonia, dyskinesia. She is of average intelligence. Immediate and recent memory was good. Judgment sight seems to be okay right now. Obstruction ability was fair. Patient was further encouraged that she should develop control on herself. Yet assessment. Schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, nicotine abuse, marijuana abuse, excess 2, defer excess 3, morbid obesity, back pain, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, excess 4, inconsistent compliance with the medication, difficult to deal with her mother, wanted to be independent, excess 5, 50 prognosis, got a recommendation. I have recommended that I am going to send the prescription Abilify 30 mg at bedtime, Tegretol 600 mg BID, Doxycycline 20 mg at bedtime, Vistaril 10 mg 3 times a day. So Vistaril 40 mg No, we see 50 milligram 3 times a day. Prolixin 10 milligram twice a day. At even half milligram BID, 30 tablets. She can use on a PRN basis. I also requested to assign a therapist, PA. I have given a 30-day supply of the medication, risk-benefit side effect explained, and also encourage that she should follow treatment as recommended. Later on, I discussed with her mother, who reported that she was on Facebook and was making nasty remarks, but Jessica has told me that right now she is no more on Facebook. I also discussed with mother that my mother is concerned about her behavior, that if she live independently, she might get a fight and lose her apartment. I further discussed that it is important that she should continue to be a guardian, and I have not write any letter to court about her independency from mother. This is the end of the patient and my doctor's prognosis guarded.